Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and I am pumped for today's episode. It is going to be funky. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be chill. It's going to be vibey. I am pumped. We're chatting with Afroz, just this like soul R&B musician out of Toronto. I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
All right. Thank you for having me on. So my name is Afroz. I'm a soul R&B singer based out of Toronto. I grew up in Scarborough, which is a little suburb, right kind of the east side of Toronto. And my parents are from Trinidad. I was born here, but I grew up in a household full of music from all over the place. So music from Trinidad, soul music from the 60s and 70s, country music, Bollywood music. I listened to it all. I listened to it all growing up. And here we are many, many years later. And I'm making the music that I've always wanted to make.
I love that. And like, I love your sound so much. Normally I would start with like the title track of your latest album, but I want to talk about Yeah Yeah first, because when I was listening to it, I literally just wrote down, I'm like, max funky. Like, this song had some funky sounds to it. It was such a groove. I absolutely love it. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Sure. I'm so stoked that you love Yeah Yeah. It seems to be a lot of people's favorite. It's got like that dancey 70s disco feel, really. Disco funk feel. I was writing this song with my production team and co-writers. They're called Safe Spaceship Music, and it's comprised of Scott McCannell, who also executive produced the entire album. Scott McCannell, Chino Davila, Ben McDonald. And this was during pandemic times. So it was like when restrictions had been lifted somewhat, so we could hang out with one another. I was newly postpartum. I had just had my daughter, April of 2020. So I think this was around 2021 when we started collaborating on stuff together. And we were just sitting in the Safe Spaceship Music studio, and the drummer started playing this funky beat. Bass player started playing a funky bass line. Keys player started to play a really cool riff that you hear off the top. It sounds like a bit like a waterfall. And I was just vibing with that. And I started to kind of pen this funky intergalactic type of song where I was just like, I almost envisioned like we were in space, like at a dance party. And kind of like, I mentioned space a couple times, like in the, like gravity has been defied, you know, but I'm also a big Wicked fan. So maybe that's where I got that reference from. So yeah, like that's how that song came to be. The title of Yeah Yeah is really weird. When the band started to play this funky sort of beat, the sample, I grabbed the microphone and I started to like say, yeah, 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 and like into the microphone. I was just vibing, you know, and we were actually those Yeah Yeahs were recorded and it didn't make the actual final cut. But when the guys were getting the song together to send to me to, like, you know, just check it out and write more to it, they named it Yeah Yeah. And I never had the heart to rename it. That honestly, it just stuck.
That is actually too funny. I love that. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about this album itself? It's called Roses, came out in 2023. Play the title track and Yeah Yeah in a couple minutes here. But first, just tell me a little bit about the album itself.
Sure. So yes, the album, it's called Roses, and it's titled after the title track. And the title track is about my grandmother Rose, and who I was very, very close to growing up. She passed away in 2018, and I was devastated, as was lots of our family, because we were very close. And when I started writing Roses, the song, I realized at that moment, as I was I wrote it with Scott McCannell and my friend Heather Crawford. And I realized as we were writing this song together, it was going to be sort of the nucleus of this album, this project. I was just like, oh, I'm going to build around this concept of the past, honoring the past and those that have come before us, honoring the future, which is my daughter and those that are going to go on after we're gone, and honoring the present in the now. So that's kind of like what the album is about. It's about triumphs. It's about grief. It's about love. It's about joy. It's about the state of the world. You know, it encompasses a lot of feeling. I think when I get asked this question a lot, and I just kind of think like it's about being human, like all the facets of being a human being and feeling things and feeling the highs and feeling the lows and all the things in between.
That's beautiful. I love that. I'm extra stoked now to play these songs. We're going to spin Yeah Yeah and Roses off of Afro's 2023 album, Roses. And then when we come back, I want to talk about just some of the singles that you got floating around out there.
Me being underneath the Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting down with Afro's, just this absolutely beautiful soul and R&B musician out of the Toronto area. We just listened to a couple songs off of her 2023 album, Roses, but I want to chat about just like some of the singles you got floating around out there, because you've got some stellar ones. One of the ones that really got me was Bobby Dada. And I gotta say, I love the names of your songs. Some of them are just hilarious. So why don't you tell me about that 2022 single?
Oh, she's going deep. Okay, so I appreciate you checking out my older catalog. Bobby Dada is, yes, the silliest name of all time. And I kind of hinted at like the way I choose names or don't choose names or don't rename tracks. So again, this was one of those songs that was written while we were kind of in that quasi-lockdown, quasi-weird pandemic time. And it was named Bobby Dada because it sound like the bass line goes ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. So the guys, again, they named it, they were like Bobby Dada. That's how that came to be. And again, it was such a stupid name that I was just like, I'm keeping it.
Well, I mean, sometimes it works. Sometimes the silly names are really like eye-catching. That's what like pulled me to it, because I saw that funky title and I was like, what is this song about? And I listened to it and I was like, oh, this song is fire.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to dig really deep with this one, because I always like to ask about your oldest song as well, too. You got a 2017 single, New Eyes, and there is a ton of artists on that track. I totally implore you to go check it out. Why don't you tell me about that one?
Okay. So New Eyes wasn't even released in 2017, truly. I released it as like a single in 2017, but I was part of this like girl group in like, I would say 2012 to 2015. I don't know. I'm getting my dates wrong. It's early or mid sort of 2000s. And it features myself, Heather Crawford, who I mentioned earlier, who is a fantastic guitar player. She plays guitar for Jesse Reyes currently, and she's one of my like oldest friends. So it was a group pertaining her, myself, Michelle Willis, who's a phenomenal singer-songwriter, and Marla Walters, who's a phenomenal singer-songwriter as well. And we were just pals, and we formed a girl group together and had an album. We like, or an EP, I should say. We were called The Measure. So here we go. Now you're getting all the tidbits. So we were called The Measure. We released an EP. I can't remember the specific year. It's been so long. We disbanded. Nothing bad happened. And we all just kind of went our separate ways, doing different things musically. But I wanted to release New Eyes. This was around the time Spotify was just kind of coming to be. Like it was still in its like early days. And so I needed to, when I decided I wanted to pursue an artist career, like as Afro's, I was like, okay, what do I have recorded already that I can just release on this platform? And so that's how I chose New Eyes, and I released it in 2017, but I never like actively promoted it or anything like that, because it had been out for years prior, like 10 years prior to that.
That's awesome. I love those little tidbits like that. And that's why I like to dig so deep, because then you get the fun stories like that. That's awesome. I definitely want to go check out The Measure after the show now.
You won't be able to find anything.
No.
get this. We released this this EP, and we never released it online anywhere. We just had it on like CDs.
That's okay. You know what? I'm a huge advocate. If anybody's ever listened to the show before, I am a huge advocate for physical media. I have a vinyl record collection. Whenever an independent musician puts out a vinyl, I like to try to buy it for this reason. Exactly.
You're getting something super rare and exclusive.
Yeah. So shout out to those lucky ducks now that have a very rare and exclusive the Measure EP.
Exactly. And I wasn't even Afros back then. I hadn't sort of created this stage name. Like, I was just going as my government name at that time.
Amazing. We're going to spin those two in just a couple minutes here. There's one more single that I kind of want to chat about, and it's a 2021 one, so a little bit newer. It's If We Ever Want to Change. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
If We Ever Want to Change Again was like, so this was truly when I had my daughter in April of 2020, I sort of spent, like, we were really in the thick of lockdown. Like, no one was going anywhere. I had just become a new mom. Really weird time to become a new mom, I must say. And I was feeling a little bit like I didn't know who I was. Like, I was having a bit of an identity crisis where, like, we were in this crazy pandemic. I was also a new mom. There was, like, crazy stuff happening in the world, like politically. And I was just feeling out of sorts. And I remember just chatting with my friend Scott, who produces pretty much everything I do. And he sent me over this beat that he was working on. And I loved it. And I top lined it. And I had a little studio set up at home. And I just recorded a little demo on top of it and he dug it, and that's how it came to be. I ended up like doing all the vocals at home, I'm pretty sure, and sent him all the stems, all the backgrounds. I did all the backgrounds, sent him the stems. He arranged them, he mixed them. I think he even mastered them. I don't even know. Like, it was a little while ago, and then I released it, and it became like a really successful single because it got on a bunch of like Apple editorial playlists. It got on a Spotify playlist, and it's like, it's kind of funny how like stuff that you do without like any sort of expectation that it's going to go anywhere, it ends up going the farthest. And it did really well. I released it in, I think 2022 is what it says there. I'm not quite sure. I had written it in 2020, but we got it together and like in sort of release ready mode a little later.
Amazing. We're going to spin those handful of singles there. If We Ever Want to Change, Bobby Daba, and then New Eyes. And then when we come back, you actually sent me a handful of songs as well that I am super jazzed about. So I'm really stoked to talk more about these songs when we come back.
I know we gotta start again. Too late to try and make amends. We have run out of time. Ooh, when you look at me that way, I die a little. I can't help the way you make me feel inside. I know you're no good for me, I cry a little. Every time
still choose you, baby. I'll choose you over and over again. 'Cause you're my sure thing, baby. Until the bitter end. You never have to travel far. Gladly give it up.
want to dance without ever hitting the ground. Easy, cause you got me feeling like I'm heaven bound.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting down and chatting with Afrose, just this really amazing soul R&B artist out of Toronto. We just listened to a handful of her singles, and each and every one is a vibe all on its own, and I am here for it. I absolutely love it. But you sent me a handful of songs as well from some amazing local artists here, and one of them I was super stoked on because I'm actually a huge fan of Jessie Reyes, and nobody's suggested her on the show yet. I don't know why I haven't reached out to her yet. That's on me. I need to do that. But when you sent the song to me, I was like, heck yes. So we're gonna listen to Psilocybin and Daisies from her. But why don't you tell me a bit about her and that song?
I mean, I'm a big Jessie fan too. I think she's phenomenal. As I mentioned, Heather, one of my best friends, and Chino, who plays drums and produced my album as well, plays for her in her band. And I've sung backups for her once, and she's just some rad chick. Like, she's just like a real person, and she's not fake in any way. She's such an authentic artist. Her writing is incredible, like seriously incredible. And I love the new direction that, you know, these latest singles that she's been dropping. She has a new album coming out, I think, at the end of this month. And like, everything she's dropped so far leading up to it has been fire. And I love this Psilocybin and Daisy song. It samples like Smashing Pumpkins, the guitar riff, which is so sick. And it's just like this beautiful hybrid of like alt rock meets R&B meets, like, it just sounds kind of like my youth. I don't know. Maybe that's why I love it, because I'm just like, this sounds so cool. This just sounds like stuff I listened to growing up or whatever. Like, it was just, it's got that vintage vibe, but it's still so fresh. And so that's why, I mean, I love Jessie. I'm a fan for life.
Awesome. Another one you sent was Love Stories by Claire Davis. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
So Claire Davis is a phenomenal soul singer in the city of Toronto. She's fierce. She's also my best friend, and together we sing a lot together. And her album that came out in 2023 is a masterpiece. It is so good. And it was actually really, and I'm such a fan of her. Her voice is she's a powerhouse singer. She's really got that soul feel on lock. Like, she understands it like the back of her hand. Like, again, like, she brings so much authenticity to the way she writes, the way she sings. And it was really hard actually to narrow down my favorite song of hers, because I love everything she does. Love Stories is just sick. Like, it's just got like a crazy good like riff. It's got a good feel to it. Amazing hook. Yeah. So big up Claire Davis.
All right. And then the last one we're going to spin in this handful of songs, this whole little group of songs we're going to listen to are just honestly amazing, amazing songs, each and every one, all in their own right. And the last one we're going to spin in this little group here is Cecilia by Francois Clark.
Yes. So Francois Clark is an amazing singer-songwriter who's originally from South Africa, and he is based here in Toronto now. He writes pop. He writes with a bit of everything: pop, rock, soul, singer-songwriter. And I love Cecilia, because it's about his best friend back home growing up in South Africa, which I thought was so sweet when I heard the little backstory to what this song is about. And it reminds me of, it's like a feel good song, but it's so good, like how it's written, how it's produced. It reminded me a little bit of, like, there's like a Coldplay song. A lot of his stuff kind of taps on a bit of Coldplay inspiration, but there's this Coldplay song that it reminds me of that. And the name of it escapes me now. I think it's called Drink for Me. And I don't think that that's right, but it has this, like, it's got this really cool groove and I love the sentiment of the song. So that's why I picked it.
Oh my God. That is so much extra cute, because when I listened to the song, I was like, I really like this. This is really good. But now that I know it's about his childhood best friend back in South Africa, that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Right? I know. I'm a huge fan of his. Again, really, really hard to, it was really hard to narrow down.
We are going to spin those handful of songs there. We got Psilocybin and Daisies from Jesse Reyes. We're going to do Love Stories from Claire Davis. And then Cecilia from Francois Clark. And then when we come back, I got a couple more songs I want to talk about from you.
Pack the car, we could go find somewhere private. We could lay down a blanket, we could do some psilocybin. We could talk about a future that you and I might never see. But tomorrow is just this moment's animation. I've been told that when I love I'm like a tyrant. But when I got you close, really soothe the beast inside me. And we could talk, but I waste all that energy. When tomorrow is just this moment's enemy. So let me fuck you in the field for the day. If you wanna go, and you said no, cause my heart keeps you warm long as I'm close. And then I smile, cause you know this is a core memory. Tomorrow is just this moment's enemy. Then we kiss, and I notice that your eyes, they start to glaze. And from your lips, ask me what happens to us after today. I don't know, but why waste all that energy? Cause tomorrow is just this moment's enemy. So let me fuck you in the field.
You won't be sorry. won't ever change. Still write your name in the sand like I did when we were young. I can still recall each moment, each memory that we made, like scenes from a movie. Oh, ingrained forever in my head. Oh, Cecilia, you were there from the start. Oh, Cecilia. Falls in a single beer down by the ocean in the pouring rain. I will hold on to those moments, the memories that we've made. All your letters and some photographs tied up neatly with the ribbon, your clothes, no matter where I. Cecilia, you were there from the start.
You were the start.
Oh, Cecilia, engraved forever on my heart.
Forever on my heart.
Oh, Cecilia, you were there from the start.
You were the start.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're sitting down with Afro's, this really awesome soul R&B musician out of Toronto. She just shared with us a bunch of her favorite songs from some other amazing Toronto artists. And like, tell me those songs were not amazing. And I was laughing a little bit because you said a couple times in that last break there that like you were having troubles like picking out your favorite songs from these artists. And honestly, when I was putting together the playlist for this episode, I was in the same boat. I was having so much trouble picking out the songs from you that I was like, hey, I really want to play this. Like, I had to edit that playlist 4 times and keep. I was like, no, we're still over 30 minutes of music. We're still over 30 minutes because you have some just amazing songs and I wanted to talk about all of them, but don't have time for that, unfortunately. I do want to talk a bit about your 2021 album, Element, though. Why don't you tell me a bit about that album?
So Element was my first debut LP that I released. It actually came out in 2019. It was just before the pandemic. So it was November of 2019. And again, like it uses a lot of the same people, the same suspects that are on the Roses album. I was really kind of coming into my own on that record. Like it's a compilation. I think of it less as a like whole thought, if that makes sense. Like like the way I think of roses, I'm like, that is like a complete sort of like, there's a lot of continuity. Not that there isn't on the Element album. I just think that because it being my very first album, I was still like finding my footing, experimenting with different sounds, experimenting with different production techniques. Like I was learning the ropes. On both albums, actually, I edited all my vocals. Like I did all my vocal comps just because like it's torture to put your producer through that. Like when I record vocals, I like stack the crap out of them. I do a lot of my own backgrounds too. Although I did have like on Element, I did pretty much all my backgrounds on most songs, except for a few. And so again, like having to go in and like edit that and comp that, like it's annoying. And I know my voice better than even Scott knows my voice, even though he knows my voice very well. So I would go in and so I was learning a lot. I almost think of the first album as like an experiment. And I was really experimenting with what my sound might be. I was experimenting with production, like, you know, doing my own production. And I'm still very proud of it. There are some bangers from that album for sure. I'm proud of it. And it obviously didn't go super, super far because I couldn't really promote it that well at the time when I released it, because the next year we were in the pandemic. So, but it was great. It was great to release it when I did. I think I got, you know, I was able to do a CBC Live, one of those like really cool CBC Live video concerts. And yeah, that's it. It was kind of like the catalyst that started and cemented the Afros project.
That's awesome. That really is awesome. Because like, I do love listening to that album as a whole, because there is so much variety and you can hear that, but in a really good way, how you were just like exploring yourself, so to speak, exploring like what you want to do, how you want to do it. And that's really cool. One of the songs I want to chat about in particular that I was like, oh my God, this song was Invincible. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Yes. Invincible was written by myself, Scott, Ben. So again, like the Safe Spaceship guys, we got together. I don't even remember what year it was. It might have been like, because I released it in 2019. But I remember we got together on a beautiful like summer day. We wrote it and recorded a demo in 4 hours. It was just like, it just like flowed. Like again, the guys started jamming on some stuff. I started singing, "What is it about you?" And then I just penned it like all in one go. We recorded it. We're like, damn, yeah, that's a good song. And then I think I re-recorded the vocals, did all the background vocals on that one, and then released it. And yeah, it like recorded a cute little video for it. That is kind of the like inspiration or the story behind that song. It was just like written so fast.
I honestly always love hearing those stories as well too, because like sometimes you'll ask about a song and people be like, oh, it has this really deep meaning, I spent weeks and weeks writing it. But then sometimes like, oh, what about this song? And they're like, yeah, I wrote it in like 5 minutes and it was perfect first time around.
Yeah, it's crazy because like I have like both of those things, right? Like where I can write something really fast, and then other songs, like I spend a million years being like, how do I write? Like, what do I say in the second? I'm stumped, you know? So I don't know. There's a lot of variety in how I get asked all the time, like, what is your writing like technique? I'm like, I don't have one, man. Like, I really don't have one.
Oh, that's awesome. That's how you get such a great variety in all the songs as well. You mix up your writing techniques, right?
Exactly. And I'm inspired by like so many different kinds of music. Like, so I think it's like obvious when you listen to even like the first album too, you're like, oh, there's like a lot of variety here. Maybe that's like not like from a marketing standpoint, I think upsets marketing people or like industry people who's just like, how do I market her? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I like what I like. Like, I'm always going to do what feels authentic to me. And, you know, that's just who I am.
And that's our jobs as a marketer to figure that out. Don't worry, we can do it.
Exactly.
We're going to spin that song right away here, Invincible, off of her debut album, element. And then when we come back, unfortunately, do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do have one more song I want to chat about, and this one's one of the deep cuts, so get ready for it.
What is it about you?
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you had as much fun as I did. We were chatting with Afros, just this hilarious and super inspirational, but also beautiful soul and R&B artist outside of Toronto here. We just listened to Invincible off of her debut album, Element. There's also a really cool music video for that one, so go check that out on her YouTube. But the last song I want to talk about, a little bit of a deep cut here, your 2017 remix of The Middle. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and the remix for it?
Oh, wow. You did go deep. Okay. So The Middle, The Middle was the first song that I put out like as Afros. I know we talked about New Eyes, but technically that wasn't really an Afro song. But The Middle was the very first song as Afros that I've ever put out. And then I got my friend Nick Tateshi to remix it. And it's like he was part of this collective called Bus Up Shot. And so it's like a Bus Up Shot remix. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like sped up from the original. You can kind of hear it. Like it sounds a little bit like a chipmunk at times because it's like the, like there's like auto tune on it too, but it's fun. It's like got like a cool sort of like dance hall meets reggaeton feel to it. It's, that sounds a bit summery and fresh. And this is a fun fact. Nick Tateshi has also remixed 3 songs off the Roses album, and those are going to be released this year. Actually, there's the first remix is going to be Good Love, and that's coming out on April 2nd. And then there's two more remixes that are going to come out after that. But Nick Tateshi is the same guy that remixed The Middle all those years back.
That is rad. That really is. I love that. I can't wait to hear those new remixes. And that actually brings me to my next question. Is there anything from you before we spin The Middle and end the show here? Is there anything we should really be keeping an ear out on you from or an eye out on you?
Yes. So I'm doing one of those candlelight concerts that's presented by Fever. Yeah. And it's like, I'm being billed as Afro. So I'm going to be doing a tribute to soul funk greats like Aretha, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle. And I'm also going to be doing some of my own original music as well with my band. And it's going to be at the beautiful Paradise Theater amongst lots of candles. It's just going to be a vibe. So April 4th, that's happening. Come on out. April 2nd, the Good Love remix is coming out. And yeah, there'll be remixes coming out over the next few months.
Amazing. Well, thank you again so much for coming on the show. It was so good to chat with you and hear all of these stories and hear about your songwriting and coming up with titles or not changing titles.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to change them. That's really the truth.
Hey, if it works, it works. This is The Middle, but the remix. Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show, and we'll try to set something up.